Today's daf is Nedarim, daf Chaf Aleph. We are on Chaf Amabez by the Mishnah, the third parak here in Maseches Nedarim. The Mishnah tells us, Arba Nedarim Hitiru Chachamim. There were four types of Nedarim. There are four types of Nedarim that the Chachamim say are automatically mutter. The Meiri notes the structure of the Prakim that we have had up until now. The Meiri at the beginning of our parak, which he does this always. This is classic Meiri style, giving an overview of the Masechta, of the parak, says the Meiri. Our first parak in Masechta Nedarim started out with Nedarim, and Nedarim that work. The second parak were about Nedarim that didn't work. And now we're getting into Nedarim that automatically don't need to be matir. Says the Meiri. Biarna beperek risho mine nedarim ratzalomar osan she neder gomor o kinu yehen fatfaso sein viyado sehen. And the all different types of ways to make yourself a nether. Shehu achelik harishon. Ubiarna beperek sheni osam sheinim nedarim. And then we said in the second parak, right, if I'm matfis bedavar haasur, if I'm matfis is something that does not have any connection to what I'm being madir, shehutfisu bedvarim hamutarim legamre, o haasura mitzad atzman, or something that is a mutter or something that is totally usser. V'chein osam shehutfesu b'lashon ha-mishutaf l'davar anado, davar mutter, or something that is mishutaf to both and you're not sure, or osam mitzad atzmo. That's the second discussion. Ha'isak havana bazeh ha-chelek, but now we get to the third parak. This is about nedarim shehutfesu o na'asu karaui b'lashon neder gomor v'yafalpik einenim nedarim l'sibo shehizkir. The third parak is where you use the proper lashon. So therefore, it should work, but it doesn't work for some other reason based on circumstance, as we will see the four circumstances mentioned. So again, the ones that work, the ones that don't work, and the ones that should work, but don't work. That's the structure as we get into this third paragraph. So the Mishnah says that there are four types of nedarim. They're automatically mutter, and one doesn't even need to have hataras chacham to undo those nedarim. What are they? Nidre ziruzin, nedarim of encouragement. We'll see what that means. Each of these the Mishnayos will discuss. The nidre havai, nonsensical nedarim. Havai, the farshim say, if you look in the Ran, neder she'eno klum, right, nothing neder. Nidre shkagos, a neder b'shogek. We'll have to see what that means. The neder onsin, nidre onsin. Nidre onsin, as we'll see later on, a nether that I make, and then, at time of fulfillment, there was something that occurred that was an ones. So, I would say that I did not have that in mind. Those are the four types of nedarim. Arba nedarim, hitiru, chachamim. Even though all of these are automatically hutard, the Ran does quote the Tosefta. If you look at the end of the Ran on the Mishnah, on the next Amud, on the fifth medium line, the Ran quotes the Tosefta, and this Tosefta is also quoted in the Rambam. Tanya b'Tosefta, d'mechilton, af nedarim sh'amru mutarin, minayin shelo ye'adam no derbahem k'deila vatzlan. Even though all of these don't work, how do we know that one shouldn't be no der them k'deila vatzlan? Tamalama lo yachel dvaro lo yasu dvarev chulin. So even though these are automatically mutar, you don't have to keep them, really, but still, it should not be taken, says the Tosefta. And he quotes, the Rambam quotes this as well. The Rambam quotes in Hilchas Nedarim, the Pereg Dalid Halacha Dalid, Minayin Shafilu Arba Mine Nedarim Elu, Shein Mutarin, Sha'asur Lo La'adam Lios No Derbohen, Al Manas Lavatzlan, Tamalomar Lo Yachad Vero Le'asad Rav Chulin, by all four. The Prisha is bothered. Prisha and the Drisha, the same author, commentaries at the bottom of the tour. The Rambam is clear. He says, Befeirish, that by all four Nedarim, you shouldn't do because it's an Isser of Lo Yachel Dvaro. We'll get to whether that's Darais or Drabban in a minute. But says the Drisha, it's a little strange. One out of the four, far as Ziruzin, we'll get to what these are, and Shkagos, but Onsin, you make a Neder, you have no idea what's going to be in the future that an ones is going to occur. What's Nidre Onsen? Look for a minute. If you turn to Daf Chaf Zayin, Amid Aleph, the Mishnah says, what is Nidre Onsen? Nidre Onsen, Hitiru Chaveiro She Yochal Etzlo. I make a neder. I really want you to come over for Shabbos lunch. And I madder you that you have to come over for Shabbos lunch. And everything else is usher unless you come. And then the person gets sick. V'chalahu, or shachalah bino, or his son gets sick, or sheikh nar, or he missed his flight back home, right? Whatever it is. So that's Nidre Onsen. So ask the Drisha, how could the Rambam say, oh, you shouldn't even make a neder, Nidre Onsen? You don't know it's Nidre Onsen when you make the neder. So that one's a little tough, says the Drisha here in Simon Reish Lamed Beis, where this is quoted. Ilachora, ilulei divrei harambam, hayisi omer, shemashe kasav, Rabbeinu, she'asru lidarbo en lo koi ela al shlosha minei nidarim, v'lo anidre onsim, to my havelei lemevid, ho'ol she'iru ones. But it's difficult, because the Rambam's in the Farish. These four. So what does the Rambam mean? You don't have any idea that the ones is going to occur. V'tzarech lomar she'hachi ka'amar. And he gives a couple of answers. He says, she'af apishu ones bikomakom yekayim dvarav, she'lo ye'ane avo each another she'ne delochal. First answer is a chiddush. He says, even though the pasuk's telling you, even though that the neder, there was an ones, still there's a lechatchila based on the pasuk to keep the neder. It's usur for you to get benefit from me unless you come to my house for lunch. And you didn't come to my house for lunch because your son got sick. You still should keep the neder. You still should keep the isur because you said those words, even though an ones took place, but still it should be kept. That's what you get from the first day of the Drishim, Pshat of the Rambam, which is a big Chiddush. What do you mean? It wasn't fulfilled. There was an Ones. So, that is day number one. V'hayoser nira, then he says, Da'kusha me'ikar alesa. I don't think it's a question. Tahachi pirusha, kol elu arba nedarim lo yasuk benidram, im lo sherotzeshu yukuyama davar shenadar machmato. You're right. You have to put it into the words that if any of these shouldn't take place because it might not work out, but if it does work out, then it might not be violating. Nidre Onsen, im yodea shechaver lo yuchal lechol imo, hayom machmas ones, lo yachal dvaro benidro. Meaning if you know that the person is going to use the ones as an excuse, but he really doesn't want to, he works out exactly how the Rambam does it. It does help out a little bit that the Nemukah Yosef here in our Gemara says that this pasuk is an asmachta, it's not really a daraisa. When the Tosefta says, lo yachel dvaro applies to all four of these nedarim, that you do violate anyway, even if these nedarim don't have to be fulfilled, still, the fact that it's an asmachta does help out, that it's only a drabanan, it's not really something that is a din d'oraisa. Asmachta, we'll see a little later on, if we have time to get into the discussions of what asmachta is, a little bit later. For now, let's get back to the Mishnah. So there are these four types of nedarim that are automatically mutter. Why are they automatically mutter? We'll get to what each of them are, so that Mefarshim explained, because you didn't really mean it. By each of these nedarim, you didn't really mean what you said. And even though the Rishonim say, for example, if you look at the Ran, look at the Rush, they both say, we usually have the principle of Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. If I say something, it doesn't matter what I'm thinking. I made a nether. So, because I'm thinking that I might not meet it, but if I make the nether, I make the nether. If I promise to give tzedakah, if I promise to do anything, if I make a nether, then that should be it. So it says let's read it from Tosfos, not the Rush. Tosfos says on the bottom, V'yahashta mari b'nedarim, di'afagav d'hotziyam mipiv, b'lashon shar neder. Even though you said exactly what you were supposed to say, like the Meiri said, in Hakdama, you said Lashon v'neder, afilu achi mutarin, v'tayma havi mishum debeinon piv v'libo shavin. Because you need, in Nedarim, your mouth and your heart on the same page, on the same wavelength. And here you don't have it. Va'anan sahadi, says the Tosfos. We are witnesses. Anasadi always means it's obvious. Delo shavu piv v'libo v'hani dalan Nedarim. In these four contexts, pivalibo are not shaveh. You don't really mean it, even though you say it. It is not something that is meant. We might call this, using language of Gemara elsewhere, it's dvarim shebelibo ubelev kol adam. Right, we mentioned at the end of Ksubis, we had an important Tosfos, and it also comes up in Kiddushin, the three levels of cases that Bali Tosfos, I think it's the Re, puts all together. There are some cases that are totally not obvious. I sell you something, fine. And I say afterwards, oh, I only meant it if it snows tomorrow. And no idea. Dvarim shebelev, einam dvarim. And then you have the opposite. And in that case, if you want a tanai to work, you need a mishpatei atanayim and a tanai kafal, a hein kodem lalav. You need all the different rules and regulations of tanayim. Then you have the other extreme, which pashas is like this case. And that is, which is totally obvious. Totally obvious. Somebody gives away all of his possessions, not leaving a cent for his family, because he does not think he has any children. And then, 2 days later, his long-lost son walks in. So the Gemara says, it goes back, even though he didn't make it tonight, because it's obvious. A person wouldn't give away all of his possessions if he knew he had a son. In that case, you don't have to express anything. And that's like this case, right? The Rishonim say, it's Dvarim Shebelibo Ubalev Kaladim. It's obvious. Then you have the middle cases. The middle cases where you have a hunch, you have an impression that this is what's needed, but it's not mefurish, it's not totally explicit. Tosfos says that's the case where somebody sells a lot of his possessions because he's making aliyah. Then he ends up not making aliyah. So is that just like selling all your possessions because you don't have a son? Tosfos says it's not as obvious. Not as obvious. So you need some gilui das, even though you won't need all full-fledged mishpatei atznaim. Those are the three categories of cases. So here, our mishnah must be like case that is totally obvious. And therefore, you wouldn't need any type of expression, befeirush, that what you're saying is not serious. So that is the mishnah. Again, four nedarim that are automatically mutter. These four, Ziruzin, Havai, Shkagos, and Onsin. So what are they? So today we get to talk about the first one. Nidre, Ziruzin, Ketzad. What's a neder? Ziruzin. So it means to be Mizaris myself, to encourage myself. Right? We have this word, if you remember, earlier already in this Pesachta. We had back on Daf Ches. Shari Leila Inish Lezeruze Nafshe. A person to be Mizaris himself in terms of a Shua. A person could swear that they're going to learn a certain Pesachta when they wake up in the morning. And even there we said, don't take it so seriously. A person is just be Mizaris himself. We had a machlokas we shown him there. Does that really mean the Shua is Chal? Or no? It's just to encourage him. It's nothing that's effective. It's just that that's how we interpret his words. So here too, a neder zeruzin is a case where we assume that somebody is just being mizaris themselves. What's the case? Ketzad. Hayamocher chefetz. There are two people that are handling about a sale. Two people arguing about the price. Ve'amar. Konam she'nipochis l'chaben asela. The seller says, I am not budging. Konam. And it's usher to me if I sell this to you for less than a sella. A sella is 4 dinar. I'm not going less than 4 dinar. That's it, my final offer. And he makes a konam. What's the konam on? So the Ran says the konam is on the profit that he'll make, on the money that he's going to sell it for. Konam, that money. If I sell to you for the less than this amount, it's usher to me. The Rush says, other Rishonim say, no, it means konam, you have a cookie. Konam this cookie if I sell it to you for less. Okay, either way, that is the case. So the seller says, no way, less than 4 dinar. V'hala omer, and the buyer says, konam she'ini mosav l'chala shekel. No way I'm paying more than 2 dinar for this. A shekel. So the seller says, no way I'm doing less than 4. The buyer says, no way I'm doing more than 2. So now what? So now you have to say, okay, I guess the sale can never take place. Because one says that's 4 and one says 2. The Mishnah says, neither of them really mean it. They just want to make themselves get a good deal, and they don't want to go totally to the other extreme. Shneim rotzin b'shlosha dinar. Both would be okay with 3. The 4 guy just doesn't want to go down to 2. The 2 guy doesn't want to go all the way up to 4. So 3 we say is okay. Don't take their words literally. What do you mean? They said neder. If I sell it for less than 4, this is usher to me. The answer is, it's not usher. You don't have to even go to a rav. You don't need ataras nedarim because we assume this is what they wanted. There is a question. Okay, so we're saying they're not serious. So can they go all the way down to 2? Is it totally not a neder? What he said is meaningless? Or do we say, no, they meant it so as not to go all the way, but we assume it means something. That's 2 days in the Ran, 2 days quoted in the Ramah in Yaradeya. The Ran quotes, third medium line, says the Ran, Ubihu, Ein HaMocher, or even start four lines before that, Vinira, Dibishain Ma'amidin, Vidaitan Hayalushlosha Dinarim, Mocher Yachol, it's no Babachas Vishlosha, Vyokea Yachol Litin Bo Yoser Mishlosha. They could go less, the seller could go less than 3, and the buyer could go more than 3. That's okay too. Doesn't mean literally 3. Shekivan, Shemashmosan, Mashmosan, Eder, Eno Elizarez, Afalpisha, Schema Belibam, Legimel Dinarim, Dvarim Shebelevu. That's one. But is there a limit? Here we go. Umihu, Ein HaMocher, Rashay, Letzno, B'Shekel. But the Mocher can't go all the way down to 2. Right? That's exactly why he made a nether. He didn't want to go all the way. And the buyer can't go all the way up to four. You have to say it's something. We just don't take his words literally. But we say he means something by the nether, so you can't go to the extremes of what the other person would have wanted. That's the first day. And others say no. And some say no. The whole thing is for encouragement. It's as if you didn't make a nether. And therefore, no matter what, you didn't really have anything serious in mind, and therefore, they would each be able to go to the other extreme. That's 2 days in the Ran, that's 2 days in the Ritva. All quoted right here in the Gemara. How far do you go by Nidre Zirusa? Okay, so that's the Mishnah. If you look on the Chashuke Chemed, the Daily Dose, says the Chashuke Chemed here, talking about whether you take words literally or not, and this is a tough one. Somebody is sick. Chola bala beis haknesses. He comes and he asks for a misha berach, right, for himself. Va'amar, and he says, and he's noder. The gabbai says, no, you know, looks at him, you know, that awkward pause, you know, sometimes, what do you, you know, a number, matana, right? Hopefully the expert gabbai make it the least awkward. So, right, she'im ha'tfila tiskabel b'milua, and he says, if the tfila is mekubal, yitrom schum gadol le'beis haknesses. Right, if it's the tefillah is miskabel, so then he's going to give a nedava to the shul. Hacholu ushpaz bebeit cholim ulachar betikot. After a certain betikot, achlitu, the doctors decided that he has to have something removed and some type of growth. And after he had an operation and a whole story, and finally Baruch Hashem, the operation was mutzlach, and he goes home, and now he wants to be mishalim his neder. Vinis orer etzel hagabai suffik de lahalan. The gabai has a suffik. The gabai should just say, okay, give me the money. But the gabai has a suffik. The gabai says, vayishlach lo mehera refuah shleimim min hashamayim, refuah sanefesh, refuah saguf, as the lashon that we know. What does it mean, refuah shleimim min hashamayim? Does that include doctors? Min hashamayim. Does that include doctors or min haaretz? There's a Zohar. There's a Zohar, he quotes the Parshas Balak. It must be a knowledgeable gabbai. Right, the Zohar says, Refuah midi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he refuah shalema. V'lachein ma'atir min ha-shamayim. U'kemo she'nemar, yishlach dvaro v'yir pa'eyu. Yishlach dvaro ha-kavana me'ha-shamayim. And therefore, the gabbai wonders, maybe etzal chol hazeh yitachein shalom miskabla ha-tfila. Shiloh ha'isa ha-tfila miskabela, sa'isa misrapa lolo kurisa sapaluta. Without the surgery. So who says that this is ultimately what he davened for? He would rather have gotten better without the surgery. So I don't want to take his money unless he's for sure promises that he's fulfilling his nether. Maybe this is nidre, like a nidre ziruzin, that he's just encouraging and hopeful, but it's not exactly, I'll take it, but is it a nether? Mistaver says of Zoberstein, Shame'achar v'achola lo yoda midibre hazohar. Since the average chola does not know the words of the Zohar here in Parshas Balak, hulo niskavin lazeh, he didn't have it in mind. Im kein utzarach l'shalim ashenadar me'achar uladaito atfilis kaima v'yazlin abasar kavanaso. We know by nedarim hochanach l'shalim b'nei adam, and therefore similarly here, what the buyer mean, what the seller mean? They wanted to make a pretty good deal, but even if it's not literal, it would work. V'gam ben yoneinu efshalomar kach shadarkam shalchol l'vakeish b'yashem yisbarach refuah, and this is considered refuah shalema. This might connect to the idea of this major sugi that we showed him in Parshas Bechukosai about going to doctors bechlau, whether it's appropriate or not, a famous comment of the Ramban. The question is, did he really mean it? Achronim argue emotionally on both sides of the issue. Some say the Ramban never said it. Some say the Ramban Vaday said it about not going to doctors. Most Achronim assume that when the Ramban writes in Bechukosai not to go to doctors, he's talking about a time period. You got to read the whole Ramban in context. A time period when there's Nisim and there's Sara'as sent from Hashem and there are Nevi'im. So in that type of time period, maybe we could say that a sickness is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at a time of Hester Panim, a time where there's no Nevi'im, then of course the Ramban himself was a doctor, right? And wrote many Rishonim with doctors. Of course, you have to. It's not just allowed, but it's an obligation to go to doctors to get healed. And they are the Shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called Refuah Min HaShamayim. That's not called, oh, this is a B'dieved. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends proper Shlichim to heal Yeli's person. My father likes to quote the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Kedushin of Tov Shebarofim LeGehenim. Right, though The best doctors go to Gehenim. He has a whole article about 20 different pshatim of what Tov Shabarofim. The one he likes the best is Tov. Tov is Gemashria 17. The doctor that only says 17 brachas in Shmona Esrei. He leaves out Rafaenu. I got that covered, God. I don't need your help on this one. Rafaenu Hashem Enei Rafe. Tov Shabarofim. The ones that are Tov, that think that they're not the Shlichim, but they're the Balei Bayis. So, Tov Shabarofim le Gehenim. Okay. So, that's the Kavana of the Chola. We continue. Says the Gemara, Arba Nedarim, Itiru Chachamim v'chul. So the four Nedarim, they're automatically. Amar Le, Rebbe Abba Bar Mamal, Le Rebbe Ami, Amart Lan, Mishmeid Rebbe Yehuda Nisiyah. You told us, Man Tana Arba Dvarim, you mentioned that who is the author of this Mishnah? Who is the anonymous author? The Rebbe Yehuda Nasi was so same like, Rebbe Yehuda Hid Amar Mishum Rebbe Tarfon. Our good friend Rabbi Tarfon, who we've had once or twice already. What has he said? La'olam ein echad mehem nazir, lefi shelo nidna naziris ela lahafla. Rabbi Tarfon says that nazir, remember the case, two people sitting on a park bench, somebody walking towards them, I'm a nazir if this is so-and-so. He says, I'm a nazir if this is not so-and-so. Right, so they each make a nadir. So imanavshach, one would say one of them is a nazir. Rabbi Tarfon Paskins, neither. Why? Because when one makes a naziris, it has to be clear at the moment of the naziris. Rabbi Tarfon rejects tznayim. Right? We had a whole sugya of how can you make a tznay on a naziris? Is it less of a shlichus, less of a tznay? Tosfos says nazir daf yud aleph, and Rabbi Tarfon says no. Rabbi Tarfon says it's got to be clear at the moment. So here too, all these nadarim in our mishnah, it's totally on something. And therefore, it's about a future idea, future event, and therefore, that's why it is not a neder. The Ran says, even though Rabbi Tarfon says it's about Nazirus, the Gemara is extending it to Nadarim. Right? Nazirus being just one example of a neder. If you say that, then that takes a lot of the teeth out of our Mishnah. There's nothing unique about these Nadarim. It's many Nadarim. Many Nadarim aren't Chal, because they're not clear at the moment of Hafla'a, but it's nothing unique, really, about these four. But that is why we have another answer in the Gemara. Rava Amar, no. Afilu Tema Rabbanon, no. It's even the sheet of the Rabbanon, not Dafka, Rabbi Tarfon. Even the Rabbanon, meaning you argue and say that you can make a Neder or a Naziris Al Tanai, even they would agree by these four. Why? Mi Katani Shnei Amratsu. Who says, did the Mishnah say at the end, Shnei Amratsu, that Lamaisa now they want? Meaning originally they didn't. But now they want? That would be like what you would say, Rabbi Yehuda. Originally they didn't want because it was not a flaw, but now that it's cleared up, they want. It doesn't say that. Shneim rotzin ktani. It says they have wanted. They have wanted this throughout, from the beginning to the end. This is what they have wanted, meaning this is what they meant in the first place. They didn't mean this, let's say by Nizri Zeruzin. They didn't mean to take their nether literally, even originally. Nothing changed now. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Lashon should be Shnehem Ratzu. Right now, Lamaisa they want. They didn't want originally. But according to what the Mishnah says, no, they've wanted throughout. Which means throughout, this neder was a neder that had a reyasa in it. But it could even be, according to non-Rabbi Tarfon opinions. Period. Amalei Ravina le Ravashi. Omer lo tfei misela. Vahalo omer batzer mishekel. What about this case? What if the difference between them is larger? Right? What does our Mishnah say? No less than four, no more than two. What if he says no more than, no less than four plus one? And the other one says no more than two minus one, minus a penny. So, does that make a difference? Nidra have o zeruzin have. Does that make a difference? Does that make it into a real nedra or not? The Ran has two opinions. Why is this different? What's the question? Why would this case be different than the case of the Mishnah? So the Ran has two different opinions. Look at the widest lines in the Ran. And first, on the fourth line, fourth wide line. De'ika lemeimar, kivan de'nachas, kule hai le'diyuka, bidafka nidra v'lo lezares. First opinion of the Ran is, well, he was so medayik in his words that he said of how much, no less than four shekel and two agurot. Right. If he's so medakdek when he says it, mistama, he means it. Or no less than two shekel minus two. Right? If you're so medakdek, so maybe that is very specific. Or do we say no? What do we say? No, he's not specific. He's just mentioning like a Nidre Zirusin. That's one day of the Ran. Maybe the issue is because of his specificity. Number two, Lishnachrino, maybe the Ran says, well, if there's such a large gap between the two, maybe that makes the difference. Maybe that's why. If the gap is closer, there's only two in between, okay, you could say they're pretty close, they don't really mean it. But if the gap is larger, maybe they are being medaktik on what they're saying. That's the Lishna Achrina in the Ran. Armalei tvei misela sharmar shalif choslo michamish dinarim. Varmalei idach batzim in a sharmar shalif din lo bayosim in a dinar. Meaning, you don't have to say it's like two and one agura. Just go down one. It's one and five instead of two and four. So, mi amrinan, kivan de merachaki kulehai bedafka nadar. Do you say because they are so far away from each other? One and five, so that's they're meduyak, and they mean it literally, or not? That is the question. Either way, the 2 days in the Ran, what is the suffake of the Gemara? So the Gemara says, Amar le tanina. Well, we learned it in the Mishnah later on, way down. When we get to this, Baruch Hashem, the last Mishnah in the eighth parak of Maseches Nedarim, right here. Hay Masari v'chaver sheyochel etzlo. If somebody is really pressuring you to eat with you for lunch, they really want you to come, va'amar lo, and you don't want to. You don't want to come. Konam beischa she'eni nechnas tipas sonein. Your house is also to mean konam beischa, that I'm not even going to drink a drop, tipa soni, the drop of cold water. Sheni toim, I don't taste anything. So in all those cases, somebody makes such an extreme neder. The guy wants to have him for lunch, but he says in his formulation of the neder, I'm not even drinking. I'm not even tasting. Mutter likanis labeso volishtos himenut sonein. The Mishnah says, he's allowed to. He's allowed to take a drink. He's allowed to taste, eat a little bit. Because we could say, what you meant was a suda. You didn't mean a whole tiny little bit. You just meant an elaborate meal. So says the Gemara. What do you mean? He was very medayik. He says even a drop of water. So, it must be that people talk this way. People talk this way. People are very specific. Even though they don't mean it, or they're very far away, right, the other day of the Ran, even though they don't mean it, right, so that's the Raya, that it is Zeruzin, right, it's not literal, it's also Zeruzin, even in this case. So, is that a Raya? We'll get back, let's just finish the line. Amarle, he answered, the Gemara answered, no, it's no Raya. Why? Me, dummy. Can you compare the cases? Gabet sonein. When it comes to the Mishnah over there, Dafsama Gimel, the cold water. You know why somebody won't be literal? Well, we might say over there that he's not being meduyak. Tzadikim omrim ma'at fa'osin harbe. We know from Avraham Avinu, tzadikim just say a little bit and they do a lot. So he didn't even want to give his friend a little Pesach. Because if he knows that if his friend's going to give him a cup of water, his friend's going to lay out a 3-10-course meal. So that's why over there you could say he's not, he doesn't mean it literally. Because he's worried that this guy is like Avraham Avinu. Right? And Mar Madfa say Harbe. Right? Not like Ephron. Right? He's like Avraham Avinu. Hacha Sveku. But who says over here, we're really not sure. Dilma Pachas Bisel of Yosrael Shekel Ka'amar Vizirusen Have. O Dilma Dafka Ka'amar Vinidra Have. But we don't know. And therefore, Tibai. Tibai, which we said before, means teku in this masechta. The question is unanswered. We don't know what the answer is. The Ran says, v'lo ifshit bayan v'naktina l'chumra. Like every teku that we don't know the answer, generally, we go l'chumra. But that is the Mishnah. That is the discussion. Okay, a couple of points. Number one, machlokas rishonim, similar to what the Ran said earlier. The Ran said, could you go all the way? Could you even give four and two? The Ran had 2 days about that. So now there's another machlokas. In this case of the Mishnah, where I say, I'm not even having a drink. Could he eat a whole meal? Could he eat a whole meal or not? Do we say the neder is totally batel or not? So if you look in the Rush here in the Ritva also says it, it's all mutter. The afal gav. I'm sorry, skipping down. He says, v'kosh again shemutter bi'achidla v'shasiya mashalo hiskir. T'kiva shemasha hotzi b'piv eino neder gam ha'machshav eino klum. Ready? Did we just say it's not a neder? And therefore, we say, he's mutter even to have a big meal. He's just not in the mood. He's not in the mood to go to his friend's house. But don't say that it is something that is going to have any teeth. But if you look in the Rambam and the Mefarish here says, no, it is limited. The Mefarish, I'll read it to you from the Mefarish. Mutter likanis labeso, v'lechol kim, v'lushos yemenu tipa sonein, avalo achila meruba. But not a big meal. You had something in mind. Shlonis kavin zeh ha-mesarev elu l'shum achila meruba, sheyisod etzlo harbe. Right, a big meal, right, so similar to the 2 days we had in Iran, is the machlokas here between the Rosh and the Mefarish, and the Rambam in Ches Yud says like the Mefarish. Right, this is a man who is acting like Avram Avinu. Right, achnasas archim, and that's why the guest thought that he was going to act like Avram Avinu. That's why he didn't want to even give him an opening. He didn't want to let him in. That's what the Shizim Kubetza says. If he didn't mean that at all, so why did he even say it? He didn't want to give him literally a Pesach. He didn't want to give him anything because then he was nervous that this person would start and not be able to stop. Just read the language of the Shita. He said, Mishamachi, demay nichas labeso, o shetoeim tsone mishalo, sov sheyisari bolecho velishtos dvarim shedarkan locho velishtosan. You know, some people, you can't go into their house without their giving you like a ton of stuff. Right? Sometimes people will give you a cup of water, but they won't let you leave. No, come on, make a bracha, a little bit. You know that you're not going to get out of the house. No, they invite you for dessert, but really it's more than dessert. Right? So the Shita says, the guy really doesn't want to eat there, for whatever reason, maybe he's just on a diet, and so that's one. But this is the Mitzvah of Achnasas Archim. There is a great question that's asked by the Olam, and that is, we know, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Rashi quotes it, in Parshas Vayera, G'dola Achnasas Archim Yoser Me'akbalas Panei Ashchina. Greater is Achnasas Archim, even more than Hakbalas Panei Ashchina. So ask the Olam. We know that from Avram Avinu, because Avram Avinu was talking to Hashem, and then Avram Avinu left talking to Hashem. He says, wait here, I gotta go. How did Avram Avinu know it? We know it from Avraham. But how did Avram Avinu know that he was allowed and maybe obligated to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to be Machnas Archim? That's a great question. So the simple answer is probably that was his instinct. That was his instinct. He knew that was remember, he was not mitzuva in anything, right? That was his instinct, right? This, I'm talking to God, but it's all lil mod amanas lasos. It's selam elokim, kol shem maisav kodem l'chachmaso, chachmaso miskayemes. And he knew. And therefore, we know it from him. He intuited what the halacha should be. And therefore, we learn it from him. That's the pashtus. But there's a very creative answer that I once heard, based on the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. The Rambam writes in Perek Zion that there were four differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and all other Nevi'im. I learned that from Sukkim at the end of Parshas Baha'aloscha. Says the Rambam, Kol HaDvarim Shalmarnu, he's talking about Nevuah, Hein Derech HaNevi'im, L'chol HaNevi'im, HaRishonim V'Achronim, Chutz V'Moshe Rabbeinu V'Rabban Shal Kol HaNevi'im, U'ma Hefesh Yis Bein Nevuah Moshe L'Shar Kol HaNevi'im. What are the four differences between Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah and all other Nevi'im? Number one, Shekol HaNevi'im B'Chalom O B'Mareh. All other Nevi'im were dreaming. It was a dream, it was a vision. U'Moshe Rabbeinu V'Hu Arva Omeid. Moshe was awake. Moshe was awake. Shneamar ubavo Moshe alom awel daveri tova yishma esakol. Moshe was walking and he heard Hashem's voice. Number two, kol haneviim al yedei malach lefichach roin mashehin roin b'mashal v'chida. It was not direct. It wasn't a direct transmission, divine. So it was. That's why it was in riddles. Moshe Rabbeinu lo yedei malach shneamar pe el pe adaber bo. V'ne'amar v'dvar Hashem el Moshe panim el panim t'munas Hashem yabit, no mashal, straight. That's marvel of b'chidos, number two. Number three, kol ha'neviim yirein nivhalin u'mismogegin. All other neviim were shaking. They were in a state of bihilut. Moshe Rabbeinu ein okein, kasher yadaber ish el re'ehu. K'moshe ein adam nivhal l'shmo divrei chaveiro. Just like a person is not scared to hear his friend's words, kach ha'yikach b'daitosha Moshe Rabbeinu la'avin divrei nevuah. Fine. And number four, the comment based on Psukim, all other Nevi'im, it wasn't up to them to start the conversation. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, right, no matter how much one prepares, it's up to Hashem to call the meeting. Kol ha'Nevi'im e'nisabe b'chal eis sheyirtsu. Moshe Rabbeinu e'nokein. Ela kol zman sheyachpots Ruach HaKodesh Lavashto Unevua Shore Alav. Vein Tzarech Lechavein Daito Lehizdamein Lo. It doesn't have to be Mechavein. Okay. Shemuchuvan Mezuman. Va'omeid Kamalach Hayashares. Wow. Right? And he's like a Malach. Fine. Four differences. So, Avram Avinu is not Moshe Rabbeinu. So Avram Avinu was one of the four. So when Avram got Nevuah, he didn't have his faculties. Right? He was in a state of shock and sleeping. And so how did he realize there were guests coming to his house? He was sleeping. He was subconscious. So it must be that Avram Avinu saw them. So he must think to himself, why all of a sudden now am I able to see these guests if I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm never able to do anything. It must be he wants me to see them. Based on the fact that Avraham Avinu was able to see the guest, it must be that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to do. So there are other suggestions, but that is one of the creative ones. Okay, Emor Ma'at Tfaseh Harbeit, that's what we learned from Avram, unlike Ephron. Okay, we continue. Amar of Yehuda, Amar of Asi. So, says Rav Asi, something that is not the pashas of the Mishnah. Arba nedarim halalu tzrichen she'ela l'chacham. Even these four nedarim need she'elas chacham. Sounds like our Mishnah didn't say that. What's his havamina to even say that? So some Rishonim say, well, maybe remember we had some distinctions earlier between Talmud Chacham and Am Haaretz? That an Am Haaretz would require and not Talmud Chacham. So maybe that's how he's understanding. That the Mishnah would only be about a Talmud Chacham. But if by an Am Haaretz, Shelo Yizalzel Ben Adarim, even he would need. Maybe that's how he reads the Mishnah. That's Rav Asi. Ki Amrita Kami de Shmuel, when this was said in front of Shmuel, Omar, Tana Tani, Arba Nidarim, Mitiru Chachamim, Vyat Amrit, Srichan Shelo Chacham. It says four, that's the name of the parak. Our Barnadar Mitir Chachamim. Barnadar, and you're telling me that you have to go to a rabbi? What do you need that for? So, first version of the Gemara is that Shmuel just gets very upset. Rav Asi Masi Lahashmaitza Bahai Lishna. Rav Yosef has a different shot. Rav Asi never said that. Of course, Rav Asi thinks that you don't need Hatara, that's what it says in the Mishnah. But Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Ein chacham rashoy lahatir ela ke'ein arba nedarim halalu. Whenever you have hataras nedarim by a chacham, he has to undo the nedarim in a similar way like these four are undone. Automatically. These four are undone automatically. But whenever a chacham is matir, he has to do it in a way like these four nedarim. What does that mean? These four nedarim are basically mistaken nedarim from the start. They're basically called nidre ta'us. A person didn't have proper das, even when he originally made the nether. He wasn't serious, he didn't realize an ones was going to happen, and we'll see what the other two cases are as well. But, how do you make a nether ta'us? So, kasavar, let's read four more words, ein poschen b'charata. What does that mean? So, here's a top 10 ran. Right, what is a top 10? I've mentioned that lashon a few times already. Top 10 ran means that it's not just a ran that's explaining the Gemara right there. It's a ran that is a shas ran. A ran that says the yesod that is important for outside of this Gemara. So the ran here is machalek between, here's not only the ran. It's other mefarshim too. But the ran says it. So we'll call it a top 10 ran. There are other rans coming up that are going to be uniquely the ran. We're going to have a ran on daf lamed and a ran on daf nun beis and a ran. There are a lot of rans coming up. Hey Zion, we already mentioned, Tokadei Dibur. So there's some major rans. But I'll put this ran on the list, even though this one is arguable. What's the difference between Pesach and Charata? Those are the two ways that we can undo a neder. What are they first? A Pesach means that there's something new that came onto the horizon since I made a neder. I made a neder, and a month later, there's a new reality. Wow, if I would have known about this new reality, I would never have made my neder. Says the Ran, that's why your Ran is considered your neder retroactively. Once I come up with a Pesach, it's called a mistaken neder, a neder b'taus. Because if I would have known this new reality at the time, I would never have made the neder. That is a neder al yidei Pesach. And says the Ran, that's why it's similar to these four nedarim. Right, this first opinion of the Gemara says, you can't use charata, which we didn't describe yet. You have to use Pesach. Pesach means you have to find a Pesach, which then turns it into a neder b'taus, which is exactly, these four are inherently b'taus. You don't need a chacham to say these are mistaken. They're inherently b'taus. What's charata? Charata means there's basically no new reality. It's just that now I realize that I was in a state of anger when I made the neder. Right now I realize that I was not thinking properly when I made the neder. There's nothing new. It can't be charata. The Ritva says beferish. He says there are some people out there that are mistaken. They think, oh, if you feel bad about it, that's charata. You feel bad about every neder. Why are you coming to the rabbi? Of course you feel bad about it. Charata means, no, you feel bad because you think about it the moment you made the neder. And at the moment you made the neder, you realize you were out of control. You realize you were angry. That's charata. So that's not saying it was mistaken. I made the neder. I was just in a state that I was out of control. Says the Ritva. I read the Ritva's Lashon. The Ritva says, and the Ritva says, Lashon charata, shagur b'fi kol, ve'ein hakol b'kiyin b'pirusha. Everybody talks about charata, but not everybody realizes what it means. V'hanachon hu, da charata shemischarit al nidro me'ikaro, v'omer shalo nadar ela machmas ka'as. I made the nether out of anger. V'ilu hayelo ba'osa shal libo shal achshav. If I would be calm then, like I am calm now, v'haya yodeya b'tsa'aro shal achshav lo haya noder. Avalam eino mischarit me'ikaro. Klomar, sheyadat sa'aro kishenadar. El dahashto hadar bey, ein zucharata. But if you just, my nether was a good nether b'shaito. I had full das. But right now I want to retract. That's not a nether. Shem lo kein, ein locha pesach ba'olam, shem bo charata. Shekol anishal benizro mischaritu. Every nether. So therefore you call this charata. The Ritva does say, even charata is called a pesach kal. It's a little new thing, because now I realize what I was then, but it's not a general Pesach. So now, back to the Gemara. So the Ran says here, now we can read the Ran. V'hayinu taima, right across from where we are. V'hayinu taima, da'ad of Pesach mecharata. So why is Pesach better than charata? And that's why does this opinion, in this version of Rav Asi say, whenever you do Atar Sadarim, you have to do it through a Pesach, because Pesach is similar to these four Nadarim. What's the connection? Why is Pesach better? Hare hanoder omer, sha'afilu bitchila kishenadar, ilu hayanosin elipo oso Pesach, lo hayanoder, v'nimsa nidro bitaus. It was all under mistaken premise. I didn't know this was going to be the case. If I knew this was going to be the case, I would never have made the neder. So it's like a taus, which is what these four have built in automatically. Aval neder shehu nitar becharata, Eino motse im atzmo shum inyan. Shiulah yanosno alibo mitchila shaloh yanoder. There's nothing new. Elashu omer achshav mitocha kaas o mitoch mebnei mehirus nadarti. V'achshav ani mischareda shal nadarti meolam. Now I feel bad about it because I know I was angry at the time. So says the Ran, that is not similar to these four cases, and therefore you cannot be poseach. The chacham cannot suggest that. Cannot be matir based on charata. There are other differences. There are other pshatim about what does it mean in poskan b'charata. If you look in the Mefarish here, for example, he says, well, maybe the issue is who makes the suggestions and the excuses. Is the chacham allowed to tell the guy comes to Bezin and says, I feel really bad about it. I want to get out of this somehow. So who makes the suggestions of, well, maybe this, well, maybe that? Does he have to make his own suggestions, excuses, or not? That's what the Mefarish here says. Ein chacham, what does it mean? Eposlim b'charata. Ein chacham rashay liftoach velo marlo nadarta adaita dahachi. The noder has to be mischarid and yiftach. He has to start it. That's another chiluk our understanding. So there's different days, but this is the Ran. The Ran says this to explain and how this opinion of Rav Asi says Pesach. You have to do it at Pesach, not through charata. There are three words in the Gemara that we don't have now that the Rush has. That the following opinion holds poskin b'charata. Because we're about to have five different stories where charata does work. So the Rush says here, if you look in the Rush says, v'rav huna savar poskin b'charata. And now we support that opinion. Ha'udah asalakam edrav huna, amar lei liba chalach. Was your heart on you at that time? Meaning, were you in control when you made this nether? Liba chalach. Amar lelo. Says, no, I was out of control when I made that nether. Vishaya. And he matured that nether. Hahuda asa lakami drava baravuna. Amar le. Ilo hayu asar b'nei adam. Sheifaisucha ba'osa shah. If 10 people came and tried to appease you at that time and tried to calm you down, mina dat, would you have made the nether? Amar lelo. No, I would not have made the nether. If they would have calmed me down, vitiru. And he matured the nether. Right, all these cases. Tanya, the Ran says that's better than a regular charata. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Omer Mola Adam, Leiv Zeh Alecha. Was your heart on you? Im Amar Lav Matir Noso. If he says no, Matir. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Omer Mishum Aviv. Omer Mola Adam. Ilu Haya Asar Bnei Adam Sheifaisucha Bosa Shav. 10 people would have come to you. Mina Dar, would you have made that neder? Im Amar Lav Matirin Oso. So if not, then that would be mutter. There is a big discussion. It's based actually even on tomorrow's daf already. If we like get ahead for a second, if you look at the third to last skinny line on Amud Aleph on tomorrow's daf, see what Rabbi Yochanan says. Chav Beis Amud Aleph. This is one of the anger gemaras in Shas. Kol Hakoes Komine Gehenim Shaltinbo. Anybody who gets angry, Gehenim is sholeit on him. That's exactly what we're talking about here. That's what Charata is. Charata is basically saying, I was not myself when I made that. I was out of control. I was angry, and therefore I totally cannot be responsible. You have to be responsible. Right? There's another Gemara that says, you're Ovid Avodah Zarah. But one has to be responsible. There's a whole perek in the Archat Sadikim on Ka'as. Right? We know it is one of the two exceptions that the Rambam says one has to go to the opposite extreme, right? Even though the Rambam says that by most midos you have to have the shvil hazav, but by two you have to go to the extreme, right? Kaas and gaiva. And in the 12th parak, Shar Shnei Masar in the Archa Sadikim, he says a kaas imida ra'a. The kasher agarav michali aguf kin a kaas michali anefesh. It's one of the worst diseases that we have. Even Moshe Rabbeinu fell somewhat to this disease in the kaas that he had. And it's b'shacheach talmudo, right? Chazal say, Moshe Rabbeinu forgot some learning, forgot answers to kashas, because he was in kaas. Umosif tipshus, v'yatar ro'eh, b'nei adam, k'sheheim ko'asinu machzikin b'kaasan, when somebody is in a state of anger, einan misibin liban al masha osim. They don't focus on what they're doing. V'osim harbe inyanim b'kaasan, mashalo hayu osim b'lo akas. They do a lot of things what they would not do. For example, make a neder. That's exactly the point here. Right? Sometimes you have a child who's out of control and they like go and they make a huge mess. They know that they're going to have to clean it up when they calm down. But they still do it. They go and they dump this and they turn this. They're going to have to clean it up. And you have to let a child sometimes have the tantrum. And then when they calm down, you know, that you have to... But it doesn't matter. Ki akas motzi sechlo shel adam mikirbo ad shemar bedivrei akas v'nichnas b'machlokes v'kinturim. Right, the classic kas that we have in our day and age. Road rage. Rachmana litzlan. Right, people do things to show that they are in control of the road, right, to show that this person is the worst driver. They have to prove that this guy is a bad driver. Right, they have to prove it. If I don't prove it, then this, you know, my day is not complete. Right, rachmana litzlan, there are terrible stories. But that's somebody who's out of control. Somebody's out of control. That's a perfect example where we have to be in control no matter how upset we are. If somebody cuts us off, right, we have to, and it's sometimes it's hard, but we have to try to be in control. But that's this Gemara, right? Somebody makes a neder, you know, b'kaas, that is a charata. We'll talk more about kaas, Be'ez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. Let's just finish this up here. It's not finishing, it's just starting. Simin, Asi, Elazar, Hanan, Yanai. The four next people who have little stories about them. Hahu das lekame Rabbi Asi Amar le kedu tahis. Right, somebody came in front of Rav Asi. He said, "Like this tahis." Right, do you regret it because you didn't want it to be there originally? Amar le lo, yeah, lo. I very upset. V'shar yani matered it. The Ron points out, didn't Rav Asi have that first day? He was the one that said ein poskim b'charata. Says the Ron, maybe it's two different people, Rabbi Asi and Rav Asi. Maybe we're talking to two different people, so there's no stira. Hahu da'az l'kamid Rabbi Elazar, Amrle ba'ez nadur, did you want to make a neder? Amrle, ilu lo margazin li, if they wouldn't have been making me angry, lo bin aklom, I wouldn't have wanted anything. Amrle, tehei kidabaz. Okay, it should be like you want. It should be like you wish, and therefore your neder is undone. Okay, we'll stop here by the next story. But shall we continue? Tomorrow's daf has another couple of agadatas. If you're no Kilu Banabama, if we would never have sinned, we would only have Torah and Sefer Yoshua. Tomorrow's daf. Got to talk about that. And then we get back to other inyanim of Nadar. Okay, we'll stop here.